Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to another episode of Social Confidence, Affirmations for Charisma and Connection. Today, we're diving into something truly powerful. Self-compassion. You know that feeling when you mess up, make a mistake, or just don't quite meet your own expectations? We all have those moments, right? Sometimes, it feels like our inner critic goes on overdrive, bombarding us with negativity and making us feel even worse about ourselves. But what if I told you there was a way to rewrite that narrative? To treat yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and support you'd offer to a good friend going through a tough time? That's what self-compassion is all about. It's not about letting yourself off the hook or ignoring your mistakes. It's about recognizing that we're all human, we're all imperfect, and that's okay. It's about embracing our flaws with grace, learning from our experiences, and moving forward with a renewed sense of self-acceptance. So, why is this so crucial for building social confidence and connecting with others authentically? Think about it. When you feel good about yourself, when you radiate that inner kindness and acceptance, it naturally draws people in. It makes you more approachable, more genuine, and more open to meaningful connections. Now, I'm not talking about becoming a pushover or losing your sense of self-worth. This is about finding a healthy balance, being strong and assertive while still treating yourself with compassion and understanding. And trust me, it makes all the difference. Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate more self-compassion in your daily life. 1. Recognize your inner critic. The first step to taming your inner critic is acknowledging its existence. Notice those negative thoughts swirling around in your head, the ones that tell you you're not good enough, smart enough, or worthy enough. Don't judge yourself for having these thoughts, they're simply part of being human. 2. Challenge those negative thoughts. Once you've identified your inner critic, start challenging those negative beliefs. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is there evidence to support it? Would I say this to a friend? Often, our inner critic speaks in absolutes and generalizations, which are rarely accurate. 3. Practice self-kindness. Treat yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and care you would offer to a loved one. When you make a mistake, acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on. Don't dwell on past failures or beat yourself up over them. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, it's part of the learning process. 4. Focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents, skills, and qualities that make us special. Make a conscious effort to recognize and celebrate your strengths. Write them down, share them with others, and remind yourself of them regularly. 5. Mindful moments. Incorporate mindfulness into your daily routine. Take a few minutes each day to simply observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Notice the sensations in your body, the sounds around you, and the beauty in everyday moments. Mindfulness helps us stay grounded in the present moment and cultivates a sense of inner peace. Ever been in that awkward situation where you trip and fall in front of everyone? We've all been there, that instant cringe, right? But what if, instead of letting that self-criticism spiral out of control, you just laughed it off, acknowledged the mishap, and moved on? You might even turn it into a funny story later. Self-compassion allows you to navigate those moments with grace and humor, turning potential embarrassment into an opportunity for connection. Remember, folks, practicing self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when it's easier than others. But the more you consciously cultivate this mindset of kindness and acceptance towards yourself, the more confident, resilient, and connected you'll become. And that's something truly worth striving for. So go out there, treat yourself with the love and respect you deserve, and watch those social confidence levels soar. Share your thoughts, stories, and insights on this episode. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.